Question 6. Marina awoke the next morning to ripples of sunlight playing across her face. Peering over the edge of the coverlid, she took in the wardrobe, beautifully carved with angels and vines, that the night before had appeared dark and hulking. In the corner, her discarded sweater and jeans looked quite at home, where she had flung them on the old armchair. On her arrival the night before, she had attempted to apologize for the late hour. But the woman who received her in a sagging cardigan, nightgown, and leather slippers was interested only in getting back to her bed as quickly as possible. She took Marina's passport, indicated where to sign the thick guest register, then delivered her to the top floor in an elevator the size of a telephone booth, unlocked a room, handed over the key, and pointed out a bathroom at the end of the hall.